paragraph Yud-Aleph, v'zeh b'chinas achilas moror. And now we could also understand the moror that we eat at the Seder. Zeh remez l'mashe kosef shom Rabbeinu b'maimar nal. This is related to what Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in chapter 36 in Likut Yimran that this halach is based on. She'ikar hataivo hibo me'achiras damim haboim mitchoil shehi moros choira. That this taivoro, this wrong type of desire for women, the illicit, the treif desire, comes from the blood that's spoiled within the body, the defective blood in the body that's associated with the spleen. The spleen is that organ in the body that repairs the red blood cells. Shehim morosh choira, which is associated with the gall, the bitter depression, sadness. And this is why Rabbeinu Zal said over there in Likut Yimran that a person who is constantly being bombarded with these bad thoughts, for such a person it's not enough just to say Shema and Baruch Shem. He has to shed tears at the time that he's saying those 12 words. In order to escape completely these bad thoughts, a person who's constantly suffering from them. Ayin Shalom, look over there in Likut Yimran, chapter 36, in the beginning, where Rabbeinu Zal explains this. V'zeh b'chinas moror zecher levay moru chayeim. This is the moror that we eat at the night of the Seder, which is to commemorate the bitterness that the Egyptians embittered the lives of Bnei Yisrael. Haynu b'chinas taivo hanal. This refers to taivas niyuf. Shehu b'chinas moro shchoira, which is associated with this bitter, with depression. All these Sforim HaKdoshim write that when is a person most vulnerable, chas v'shon, for those kinds of bad thoughts and bad deeds in Pigam HaBris? When a person is unhappy, when they're sad, depressed, that's the perfect setup for the person, chas v'shon, to swing into thinking those kind of bad thoughts and chas v'shon committing even sinful acts. When a person's in a happy frame of mind, a simcha of kedusha, that's the greatest shield and protection. Rabbeinu Zal brings it in a few chapters in the Likut Yimran. He brings it on the pasuk v'hoyo ekev tishmon. V'hoyo is loshen simcha, and it says v'shomer Hashem elcho es habris. When a Jew's in simcha, Hashem Himself guards that person's bris to protect him from committing any kind of sin. And here again, when a person's in simcha, there are boundaries also. There's crossing a line of swinging from simcha into hoilalus, extreme simcha, a sinful type of simcha, which is the essence of Pigam HaBris, which leads directly into Pigam HaBris. The Shiloh HaKodesh speaks about this in one place, and he says there's a pasuk in Eicha where it says, Noshim b'tzioin inu. That the Romans, you know, the those who destroyed the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim, they tortured women in Yerushalayim. That's the literal translation there. He says that the Sifrei Kabbalah say that this pasuk is merames to the two women of Klipa, the two women of the Sitra Achra that torment the Kedusha. And he says that this refers to, we know there's the woman of the Sitra Achra that's called Lil, Lamed Yud Tov, which represents Kaviochel, a female form of angel, Miloshin Yololo, sadness, wailing, sadness, depression, that leads a person to major sins. And then there's the other side of the coin, the opposite of the coin. It says that Esav married, one of Esav's wives was Mocholas Bas Yishmoel. Mocholas is Miloshin Mocholos. Mocholos means a circle, dancing in a circle. And again, he explains that there's a certain kind of dancing, the wrong kind of dancing, chas v'shalom, when it's dancing, mixed dancing, men and women, or again, it's dancing in a form of frivolousness, which goes beyond, completely beyond the bounds of Kedusha, where that's chas v'shalom, that's a form of the Sitra Achra. Just like in Kedusha, these two represent the highest levels, which are simcha on one end, and lev nishbor, a broken heart, a feeling of humbleness before Hashem. Not depression, sadness, but rather brokenheartedness, a feeling of humbleness, but that goes together with a hopefulness, a hope and a trust in Hashem. I'm humble based on my own lackings, but I'm confident and I'm optimistic based on Hashem's goodness. And the opposite of that, in the Sitrachra, the opposite of Simcha is Schoik V'Kalus Roish, a lightheadedness, a kind of happiness where people hurt others with their joy. They'll throw things, they'll break things, Hashem, destroy things, or insult other people because they're happy. Their happiness causes breakage and destruction. It's a destructive type of happiness. Or again, instead of a brokenheartedness, swinging into depression, chas v'shalom, which is avi avoy satuma. Both of those represent terrible things. Back inside, v'al kein oichlen achshav hamoror, and this is why we eat the moror now at the Seder, kidei lahamtik ulahachnia ulashaber meriru sataivanal, in order to sweeten and to defeat and destroy the bitterness of this taivas niyuf. Ki matbilin es hamoror b'charoisis, because what we do is we take the moror, which is a bitter thing, and we dip it in something sweet, the charoisis, which is made from nuts and dates and fruit and wine, a sweet item. Shehu b'chinas chas rus, kemuva b'kavonois. The Arizal explains that the word charoisis is actually two words, chas and rus. Chas rus ebechinas malchus digdusha, isha yiras Hashem. These two terms both are referred to the malchus of kedusha, the woman of purity, of fear of Hashem. Rus, ki rus ebechinas isha yiras Hashem shiotzim ena David, shebechinas malchus digdusha. Rus is the woman of valor, you know, from whom came forth David HaMelech, who is the malchus digdusha. Vezehu chas, and the word chas, bigematria chayim, is the gematria of 68, the word chayim, kemuva, as is brought. Bechinas isho yiras Hashem, this is also tied into the woman of valor, the woman of kedusha, she'oleh honemor, about her, the pasuk says in Koheles, re'ei chayim imho isho asher ahavto. Experience true life with the woman that you love, with the right woman. V'zeh bechinas tikkun habris kanal, that's the concept of tikkun habris, when a person is zoche to be married bigdusha. Ki malchus digdusha bechinas isha yiras Hashem hu bechinas tikkun habris kanal. Because the malchus of kedusha, which is symbolized by the woman of purity, that's the concept of tikkun habris. V'zeh shematbilin hamora b'charoisis, and this is why we dip the moror in charoisis, lehachmiya bechinas mora shchoyra bechinas taivanal, ayde bechinas malchus digdusha kanal. We're taking the moror, which represents the bitterness, the ra of Taivas Niyuf, the Sitrachra, the Malchus of the Sitrachra, and we're dipping it in, we're sweetening it and purifying it by dipping it in the Malchus of Kedusha. Paragraph Yud Beis, V'zeh B'chinas Shvi Shel Pesach. Now we come to Shvi Shel Pesach. We finish the Seder. Now we go into the second highlight of Pesach. B'chinas Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Red Sea was split. Ki hayam nikro lishnei mosar gzorim. Hashem split the sea into 12 lanes. Kama shekosov legoizer yamsov legzorim. Keneged shnei mosar shiftei ko, corresponding to the 12 tribes. Ki hirhurim aboim alodom hem b'chinas metzulo isyom kamuva. Because the bad thoughts that flood a Jew, that attack a Jew, they represent the turbulent waters, the tumultuous waters of the sea. Kamuva, as is brought in Sforim. V'hatikun shel ha'hirhurim, and Rabbeinu Zal taught us that when a person is being flooded with these bad thoughts, how do you fix it? Heim shma u'boruch shem, the 12 words of Kabbalah Asoy Malchus Shamayim, sheyesh bem yud beis teves, keneged shnei mosa shiftei ko, the 12 words corresponding to the 12 tribes who represent the Kedusha, the holiness. V'al kein kisherotfu Mitzrayim achareim, and this is why when the Egyptians were chasing after the Jews and they caught up with us when we were resting by the sea, this corresponds to the concept of the taivas niyuf, the bad thoughts of Taivas Niyuf that chase after a person. And they, we said, are the concept of the Golos of the 70 nations, which is called Golos Mitzrayim, which chase after the person. Bifrat bo'ez sheboireach mimeno, especially when the person is trying to escape these bad thoughts, she'oz mizgaberes b'yoyser kiyadua, then they come on even stronger against the person. V'oz mizgabri metzulos yom al adam. And then these turbulent waters try to attack the person. Dahainu b'chinas hirhurim hanal. These bad thoughts. V'chol zeh machmas sheyotzu koidem haketz. And all of this happened to the Jews at that time because they left before the right time, before it was things were really finalized. Ki adayin lo yehoyu kedai lotzeis. They weren't really worthy of going out at that time. V'alkein roidfin achrei hodom. Therefore, these bad the Egyptians chase after the person. The bad thoughts chase after the person. V'roitzim lezgaber olav b'chinas metzulos yam sheim hayurim. And these powerful waters, which are these bad thoughts, try to chase after the person to attack him. Just like when a person is trying to do tshuva. If a person is zoche to come close to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik's on a rescue mission to try to yank him out of the waters, out of the sitra achra, and again, when the sitra achra sees that this person is trying to escape, it tries chasing after him with these bad thoughts, bombarding him with these bad thoughts to get him to give up, to get him to quit, to get him to fall. V'atikin shel ha'hirhurim shem b'chinas mitzulos yam, hi b'chinas yam shel shloimoi, malchusa d'shmaya, shu b'chinas shmao baruch shem kanal, u'kemuvur b'mayim ranal. And the tikkun of these bad thoughts, which are these powerful waters, is the yam shel shloimoi, the mikvah of shloimoi melech, which represents the Malchus of Kedusha, which is these 12 words, Shema and Baruch Shem. Ki yam shel shloimoi oimeid al shnei mosar bokor. This mikvah of Shlomo Melech stood on 12 oxen, shehem yud bei shiftei ko, zebchinas, corresponding to the 12 tribes. V'zebchinas kriyas yamsuf, shenivka yam l'shnei mosar gzorim. And this corresponds beautifully with the splitting of the Red Sea, which was also split into 12 lanes, keneged yud bei shiftei ko, corresponding to the 12 shotim, she'aleihem oimeid hayam digdusha. And we said it's on these 12 shvotim, these 12 oxen, that the yam of kedusha rests on them, b'chinas yam shel shloimoi, this mikvah of shloim ha-melech. V'oz nizgar shuv nizbatlu hamayim ha-zeidonim. And then the Jews were zeiche that these tumultuous waters were not able to drown them, were not able to harm them, they became botel. Bechinas metzulos yom, the depths of the sea. Vayavoyu bnei Yisrael b'sach hayam digdusha kanal. And the Jews entered into the yam of Kedusha. Ki hamayim hazeidoinim, metzulos yom, bechinas hirhurim hanal, sheroitzim lizgabra al hayam digdusha, dainu al yam hachochma. Because these bad waters, these bad thoughts that try to flood the person and that try to attack the Yam of Kedusha, the Yam HaChochma, ki ikar ha'achizosam b'da'as odom, because the main place where they're able to latch onto is the person's brain by bombarding with bad thoughts. Shibachinas Yam HaChochma, ki kol ha'hirhurim v'machshovois hem b'toich ha'da'as v'amoyach, because all of these bad thoughts are all inside the brain. V'yachshov nizgar shuv v'nizbatlu kol mitzulos yom kanal. And on Shvi Shel Pesach, those powerful waters were subdued completely. V'nishar hayam digdusha. So the waters of the Red Sea were completely subdued, the yam of the Sitra Achra. And the 12 tribes who represent the Malchus of Kedusha, the yam of Kedusha, ha'oimid al shnei mosu shiftei ko, they came out glorious. This is why the Red Sea was split specifically into these 12 lanes, because again, the tumultuous waters of the sea represent the Sitra Achra. They represent that force that wants to flood the Kedusha and drown it, Chas V'Shalom, to flood a Jew's brain with bad thoughts, Chas V'Shalom, to destroy the Yam of Kedusha, which is the brain of the person, which is the Sea of Chachma. But when a Jew succeeds, when a Jew attaches himself to the Malchus of Kedusha, to the 12 words of the Shema, to the 12 tribes have the ability to slice through, to smash, to destroy the sea of Sitra Achra, and to turn it into a place of Kedusha. V'ikar kriyas yamsuf hoyu aidei b'chinas Yosef, shu b'chinas shmiras habris. And we know that the main kriyas yamsuf came about through Yosef HaTzadik. in his zechus, because Yosef HaTzadik represents Shmira Sabris. K'may Shekosu, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Hayom Ro'o Vayonois. The sea saw, and it ran away. And the Medrash says, Vayonos Vayetze Achutza. The sea saw the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik, about whom the Pasuk says that when he was being tempted and tested by Potiphar's wife, what did he do? He ran. Vayonos, he ran out. Because the main power of Kriyas Yamsuf was dependent on Shmira Sabris, which is the concept of this Yam Shel Shloimoy, which rests on these 12 Shvatim. Vayde bechinas Yosef Shmira Sabris bechinas Vayonos Hachutzo Ayde Ze Hayom Ro Vayonos. Through the concept of Yosef HaTzadik, Shmira Sabris, running away from the Sitra Achra, through that, that's what caused the Yam to run away. Zebchinas mipnei sorai givirti onoichi boirachas hamuva shama maimral. This is the pasuk where Hagar, who represents the Shifcha Bisha, the evil maidservant, says, I'm running away from my master, from Sorai. Sorai represents the Malchus Tikdusha. When the Malchus Tikdusha is strong, then the Malchus the Sitra Achra is forced to run away. As Rabbein Zal writes over there in chapter 36 in the Likutei Moran, ki ha'hirhurim anal shim b'chinas metzulo yisiyam b'chinas malchus orasho heim borchim melifnei b'chinas Yosef melifnei yud bei shiftei ko. Because the bad thoughts, which represent the deep waters of the sea, which represent the malchus orasho, they are forced to run away from Yosef HaTzadik, from the 12 tribes. V'azai nivka hayam, and then the sea split. Ki nishar hayam oimed al yud bei shiftei ko, because the Sitra Achra was driven away, and now the yam was standing on the 12 shvatim, which represent the malchus of kedusha. V'azai choylim yud bei shiftei ko lavur boi biabosha, and that's why the 12 tribes were able to pass through the sea, walking on dry land. Ki choylchem voivrim besoich yam hachochma. Because the Jews are zeicha to walk, to pass through the sea. Which sea? The sea of Chachma, the ocean of Chachma, the ocean of Torah, without being affected, harmed in any way by the floods, the flooding waters of the sea, the Sitra Achra. And this is why we know that specifically when the Jews were walking through the Red Sea, the Yama Chochma was revealed to them. And look how the Medrash makes this incredible statement. Ro'aso shifcho alayam. A maidservant at the sea saw Hashem more clearly than Yechezkel Hanavi. Why does the Medrash use the word maidservant? Rav Nosson says, Ki nichna shifcha bisha ima de'erav rav, malchus harisho, taivanal. Because when the Yidden was zeichet to that tikkun abris, the schus of Yosef HaTzadik, the schus of the 12 tribes, they were machnia the shifcha ra. The shifcha ra was defeated, and the shifcha of kedusha came out. You saw that from the shifcha came out something so holy. Ve'oz, Gam madregos hatachtoinos ma'oid shel Yisrael, and therefore at that point in time, even the lowest levels within Klal Yisrael, afilu hashifcha shel Yisrael, even a maid servant of a Jew, hakoil nichlal bekedusha, all of it was folded into and merged into the kedusha, me'achar shenizbatil shifcha bisha, because they had succeeded in doing away with the evil maid servant. V'alkein, ro'aso shivcho daika layom. And that's why bedafka at Kriyas Yamsuf, the Torah says the shivcho saw the greatness of Hashem. Because at Kriyas Yamsuf, they defeated the malchus of the Sitra Achra, which is symbolized by the raging sea. And when you subdue the raging sea, the malchus of the Sitra Achra, then the Yam HaChochma shines forth in its full glory. And kol ze biyoyim shishi lesfira. When is all of this? When is Shvi Shel Pesach? On the sixth day of the Omer. Afal pi shebaleil Pesach nimshach aleim hora gedoyla kanal. Meaning that even though on the first night of Pesach, the Yidden received a very bright light from Hashem, aval achakach, achar yoyim rishon, choyzrim leilech midarga ladarga al yidei sfira saimer, k'mavur bekavonis. That light is only temporary, as the Arizal explains. It's only on that first night. And after the first day, it goes away, it disappears. And then the person is required to go down, all the way downstairs, and start from scratch by counting the Omer. We start from one, and then two, and then three, we start from the ground floor. Hainu af al pi shebelel Pesach nimshach aleim ho'er melamala b'b'chinas beireich kanal. Even though on that first night of Pesach we were zeichet to receive a very bright light from Hashem in the form of bracha, af al pi shadayin lo itiknu klaim b'shlemus, despite the fact that we had not perfected our keli was defective still, af al pi kein achakach nistalik b'chinas orazu. Despite the fact that we received this great gift from Hashem, this bright light, but it's only short-lived. It disappeared after that. V'heim tzrichim l'kabel ho'er b'hadraga, and Klal Yisrael has to receive the light in a step-by-step manner, in a measured way. D'hainu kefi tikkun kleihem b'mei asfira, based on how we prepare our keli and how we improve our keli throughout the days of Sfira. Kein zeichin l'kabel or hadas. That's what determines how successful we're going to be in receiving the light of Das, Dahainu HaTorah HaKadosha, which is Hashem's Torah, B'yoyim HaChamishim, on the 50th day, Shehu Chag HaShavuos, which is the holiday of Shavuos.